This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
And horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, top story of the day. Got this one in. Javon Porter, another brother of Michael Porter Jr., according to the Denver Post, is accused of driving while intoxicated. He's 20 years old, plays at Pepperdine. He was arrested over the weekend in Missouri. At 1:31 a.m. in Boone County, Missouri, State Highway Patrol records show that he was arrested. He was released, and he was also accused of speeding. Oh, boy. You just had Coben Porter, Michael's another brother of Michael's, sentenced to 6 years in prison for killing a woman in a drunk driving crash in Denver last year. And then Jonte Porter had the gambling thing going on, and so he was banned from the NBA. What do you do if you're Michael Porter Jr.? You get that phone call. In about a 3 week span, you find out one brother's banned from the NBA for gambling on his own games. Another brother has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for killing a woman while driving under the influence. And then this story comes out today, and it's you've got a few days off until the Timberwolves series starts up. You don't know what's going on with people. But to just see that your brother went through that, your brother just got sentenced to 6 years, and then you get in a vehicle under the influence. And yeah, again, we'll see how all this shakes out, but at least on paper, that's what it looks like right now. I feel for that dude, man. My heart hurts for that guy. So there you go. All right, I'm going to make a really weird transition as far as shifts because I don't want to talk about that anymore. That's just awful, ridiculous. Feel for Michael Porter. But last night, while watching the game in between commercial breaks and intermission and all that, there was something else going on, Angel, on the X account that just had me absolutely enthralled. And it wasn't just what was happening. It was how this certain entity handled it on their social media. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Did you see this? Did you see what was going on with this story last night? They had to suspend the game, or they had to postpone the game for a moment because of a bee situation. The game between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers was temporarily delayed due to the presence of a beehive in the netting directly behind home plate at Chase Field. Just has like a Discovery Channel feel, doesn't it? Like they can't, the bees will disturb people and they will disturb the bees. So they had to get a beekeeper to go up there. They raise him up, and he had to do all of his interesting things. And he had to remove the bees. David Attenborough would absolutely love this, Angel. He would love to call this thing and broadcast this. The best part about this, I take it, Angel, from your response, you're not a bee guy. You're not into the bees.
I don't mind bees, but, you know.
They don't do it for you.
No, you know, buzzing around and all that stuff.
The best part.
Sting people.
Yeah. Well,
I do like the bee movie with Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, yeah, and that wasn't all fact on that one. What I loved about the Diamondbacks, though, is in the delay, they're waiting for the superstar beekeeper. They had to make an emergency call to a beekeeper.
Comes out of the bullpen.
Like, who has that guy's number? Do you look him up online?
It's not like, hey, is there a doctor here? Is there a beekeeper here?
I happen to be a beekeeper. I have my stuff in the car. Arizona, in the meantime, just kept tweeting out fun bee facts. Dude, you know me. I am an Animal Planet National Geographic Discovery Channel nerd. I love this kind of stuff. And so the fact that the Diamondbacks just started tweeting out fun bee fact number one, almost 90% of wild plants and 75% of leading global crops depend on animal pollination. One out of every three mouthfuls of our food depends on pollination, such as bees. This is why you gotta be good to the bees, man.
Yep.
Fun bee fact number two. Honeybees have a dance move called the waggle dance. Not actually a dance move at all. Rather, a clever way of communicating between themselves to tell their nest mates where to go to find the best source of food.
I did know that.
I did not know that.
Bees do a kind of a dance type of thing.
We get bumblebees. My wife grows dahlias, and we get bumblebees like you wouldn't believe in our backyard. It is the best time ever. I love it. I'm just like sitting there zooming in, taking pictures of all these wonderful bumblebees. Honeybees are one thing. Bumble people, that's another misconception there.
Not all bees are the same.
Mm-mm. Bumblebees are honeybees, man. Honeybees aren't as cool looking. Bumblebees are the little fluffy guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the cool ones. But I absolutely loved it, man. I had to go in my best David Attenborough impression, and I threw it out there on Twitter. As you can see, these bees know a good time when they see it. Taking in a Tuesday night baseball game isn't a natural occurrence for the species, but as you can see, not entirely unheard of. Now the brave beekeeper will do his best to safely remove these diehard fans. After all, they didn't actually pay for the seats. And then you go to commercial after that. That had me so damn distracted last night. Like, I'm watching the Avs game, and I'm like, wait a second. I got to see what's happening with the bees here. It's a really big story. But he got up there. He did his thing. He had to spray it down. What was he spraying it down with, Angel? He had to spray it down before he scooped up the hive.
Yeah, he kind of just...
Do you have to, like, neutralize the effect of the hive?
Yeah, you
got to
put him to sleep.
Okay.
Probably try to find the queen. If it is a hive, you got to find the queen and get her out of there. Because once you move the queen, the rest of the bees will follow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Kind of just neuralize them a little bit. Put them to sleep.
Yeah, he's got a little tank there and everything. And he's just spraying stuff all over him there. And then you got it done, man. This would have been awesome. Hey, has anybody checked at Coors Field as to why the attendance has been rough? Maybe they just have a crapload of beehives around there.
I think Coors Field has the cats.
Oh, it's the cats. What's cooler to have?
Animals.
The feral cats or the beehives, man?
Yeah, their social media went all in on it. The boys are buzzing with pictures of the win. A W sweeter than honey. Can you believe it? Walks it all.
This is beautiful stuff. Just love that.
Don't stop believing, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to sting. Mm. They hit a home run.
Yep. Bangarang job.
Going to tell our kids this is Jason Statham.
So to get the game rolling again, they brought him out and had him throw the reopening pitch. Or I guess it was the opening pitch, huh?
Yep. He had to come set it out. They put him on a scissor lift to get him up to the top of the net. And he's just up there in his casual work pants and then a beekeeper suit with the face mask on.
He's on call, man. That's the thing about beekeepers. They're always on call. These guys never take a day off.
He was at his son's T-ball game when he got the call into work to remove some bees. Like, hey, we need you to get down to Chase Field.
And now he's like the most famous. How many beekeepers? Okay, what's this guy's name? I don't know.
Matt Hilton.
Matt Hilton. How many beekeepers do you know the name of, Angel?
I don't know any beekeepers.
Now you do, right? That
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Hilton.
Mr. Matt Hilton. A hero. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Andrew Alirez, as we mentioned earlier, NCAA champ, UNC wrestler, just entered, well, entered the transfer portal. Let's talk about it. Do I blame him for leaving? No. I mean, I know Troy Nickerson personally. I think the head coach for the Bears, he's awesome. Every conversation I've had with him, he and Andrew were tight and it was all good. And, you know, Andrew took the year off this year, didn't wrestle for the Bears, so he could work on his Olympic qualification. Here's what I'll say about the money. And again, you know, we're hearing rumors that maybe Iowa or somebody let it be known that Iowa had $500,000 for him. We're also hearing that UNC had $150,000, and I can try to confirm that. I will after the show today. This hit right when we've kind of popped on. So $150,000 from UNC, so you're talking $350,000. Okay, so it's not necessarily $500,000 what you're leaving for. You're leaving for $350,000, right? Is that the end of the world? No. Is that life? I don't necessarily believe that $350,000 is life changing. I think it's great. You know, Dixon's saying, how different would your life be if your mortgage payment, if your mortgage was paid off? My life would probably be pretty much the same if my mortgage was paid off.
I mean, once you pay it, okay, that's done, but
yeah,
still got to make money. Still got to go to work.
Still going to make money. I still got to keep going.
Like, if you were to win the lottery, and the lottery is like $2 million, like, yeah, that's great. I'm going to pay off my debts, pay off my house, pay off my car, probably buy a new car, but I'm still going to go to work.
Yeah, like, $2 million for me, is that life-changing? I'm set. I can pay off everything, and now I'm still going to go to work. So, I'm not faulting him for leaving. The facilities thing, the program, and again, I'm not going to knock Troy Nickerson, so you can say coaches or whatever, but I think Nickerson's, from what I know, and I'm not a wrestling savant, I wrestled in junior high, Angel. That is the extent of my knowledge. I know you get points for takedowns and escapes and pins. Well, you actually just win if you pin them. But I have a lot of close friends that are big time into the wrestling world. In fact, my brother-in-law was a three-time state champ. He wrestled at the University of Northern Colorado. So I dabble. I know a little bit. I know enough to be dangerous, I guess. Not even that dangerous. I don't fault him for leaving. I don't fault him for taking the money. It's just, Angel, the difference with him, for him, was he really doubled down on that Greeley thing. That's the only thing we're talking about here. I ain't saying the same thing about St. Thomas, am I?
Nope.
Or Dalton Connect? Good for them. Honestly, it is good for Andrew. I've talked to Andrew. The guy's a freak of nature. He's dedicated to his craft. And go to the only thing I'll say here is in the wrestling world, it's different than football, obviously. But wrestling world, you go to Iowa. Are you the best wrestler at Iowa now? Are you the best wrestler at Nebraska, which are the two schools we keep hearing?
Yep.
If you go there, what if you're just now one of the studs? You're one of, like, I don't know, man. Is every weight class just expecting to win an NCAA championship, Nebraska, Iowa? Maybe. So now you're one of the guys. You're not maybe the focal. Would Iowa, for example, have let Andrew Alirez take the year off to focus on the Olympics? I don't know the answer to that question. I know UNC did, and it was with the full understanding that he was going to take the year off, but he would be back this year or next season. So hoping to get more on that. But no, I mean, we're arguing, you know, Dixon, you're arguing with me. I don't think we're really arguing. I don't blame the guy. I'm just saying, you know, because Dixon says having $500,000 in the bank changes the way you can approach things and the decisions you make. It doesn't mean you don't have to do blank. You can retire and generations of your family don't have to worry about anything. But see, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. That's life-changing is that to me. That's what it means to me. Life-changing to me means that you settle all your debts, you take care of your people, and it's life-changing. And that can depend on various stages of life. If you are a broke college student, but you're you know, your family has a decent, you know, they work and you have a fallback if you need to. $500,000 is not life-changing for you as a broke student. You just now can pay stuff off neat that didn't change your life. You know, $5 million is life-changing probably at that age. $500,000, the story of what's the Pursuit of Happiness movie? Will Smith.
Yep.
$500,000 for him that day? Life-changing. Okay, so it's different stages. Because Andrew Alirez is going to have a lot of different opportunities. No question. And he would have got 150 maybe through this deal. I always thought he had a national brand too. That's what I was kind of told, that he had a national brand that he was already doing stuff with. And I guess that would still be NIL, but not like if he gets $150,000 from UNC's NIL angel, that doesn't mean he can't go get other NIL deals outside of that collective. So that was just $150,000 allegedly that we're hearing that the collective could scrape up to give him. That doesn't mean he can't. So, like, when we pay a radio host to a show, like a guy comes in and does a show here, that is not part of what they're getting on their collective. That's separate. I don't work with the collective. I'm not in their fold or anything like that. So what they do with us is just a separate whatever. Thousands of dollars, that's separate. So he could still do that. He's going to a higher profile program and getting better coaching and facilities plus $500,000. We should be happy for him. I am happy for him. I have no ill will toward him. Like, I'm just saying that the optics of it are a little different than a guy like St. Thomas or Dalton Kincaid, because Andrew Alirez is Greeley. You know, that's the only difference. It's a bummer for us, but great for him. I'm happy for the guy. I'm just saying that just pump the brakes when we say 500,000, which actually was 350,000. Maybe not even that. Taxes are going to come out of that. Plus, again, he could have had different NIL opportunities. I'm just not going to sit here and pretend that $300,000+ is life changing. He could have been an Olympic wrestler with UNC, or he could have been one at Iowa. Will they have better coaches and guys around him than just like Troy Nickerson? I think is really good. I think he could be a big time coach someday, even bigger than what he's doing if he so chooses. I know he's had opportunities to at least interview for big-time jobs. But yeah, you're talking about A through Z. You're talking about the entire coaching staff, other guys that can work with him, better nutritionists, all that. Sure, I don't fault him for it. I'm just saying the optics look different. Texter Brady, we would have all said the same thing. We would have all said the same thing he did months ago, but this kind of money and opportunity moves the goalposts and changes things. It just does. The opportunity for a bigger facility changes things more than I think $350,000 does. So, and again, I'm without knocking Troy, you probably do have, at Iowa and Nebraska, are they the best wrestling programs in the country?
They're definitely up there.
So their entire coaching staff, they're probably the best of the best. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
So, okay, I get it. The facilities, the nutritionists, the workout stuff. I mean, you have it all. So that I'm like more on par with. The money, I don't know his history. I don't know if he was desperate for money. And I don't think he was, maybe. I don't know that. I know doesn't his dad have like a fighting school that he has or something in Greeley?
I believe so.
So I heard he was, you know, he's good at that. People enjoy what he does, and Andrew helps with that sometimes and does camps. I mean, he did camps, dude. One of my nephews went to his camp. So he gets, and Andrew gets money for that stuff. When he puts on a camp and people pay to go to that, it's not part of the collective. That's his own thing that he's putting on. So, and I think we're arguing about life changing and not so much was it a good move or a bad move by Andrew Alirez. I think we all come to an agreement. Yeah, it was a bigger move. You're a wrestler, go to the best wrestling schools. St. Thomas, good move or bad move for him to go to USC? It's a good move. Dalton Connect, obviously that was a good move. Your definition of life changing and set for life can't be the same thing. There is a difference. Set for life usually means you retire and you and generations after you are set. Again, that's kind of I think that's it changes depending on the person, because if I say set for life and I am a single man that doesn't have any family, set for life can mean a different amount of money compared to I have 30 kids. I have 10 kids, and then they have each have two kids and all that stuff. So I think we're arguing about something different here. I'm just saying it's not life-changing. $350,000 is not life-changing. I'm sorry. It's just not. Especially for, like, for you, is $350,000 is life-changing? Or you can pay off debts and stuff, but that changed your life? You got out of the streets and you got out of the bad spots and everything is easy now? No, like, that's life-changing.
I still work. I still have to pay the loans anyway. I still have other things I'll have to pay for later on in life.
Yeah.
But it's not like, okay, I could retire at 26 years old and never have to work again. That's life-changing. I'm going to go live in Puerto Rico for the rest of my life and you'll never see me again.
Life-changing means you're changing your life. Does that not mean what it is? So if $350,000 you get, but you're still doing the same thing you were doing last week and you're going to continue to do the same things, it's not life-changing. Life-changing is Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness. He's a homeless man trying to get money for him and his kid, and then he gets that much money, and now, oh, I can actually go rent an apartment and we can live in it. That's life-changing. $350,000 to pay off your debts. The question is, does it change your life? But again, we're arguing about something different here. I don't think we're arguing about the actual story. But no, I do not think for Andrew Olearas, who's probably going to be in the Olympics and who might just be a UFC fighter someday, I don't think he's going to look back in 20 years and go, $350,000, man. He might look back and go, the work, the tutelage I got under Iowa staff and Nebraska, that's what he could look back and say, that was life-changing because that gave me the next step. But how much better can the guy get? You know, a year ago, he went undefeated and won it all. He didn't lose. So how much better can he get? I guess the next step is he wants to be an Olympian. Is Iowa and Nebraska able to give him that next tool? These guys are cut from a different cloth, man. Eastside Chris, by the way, how did the Olympic trial go? He didn't make it. I don't know how he did, Angel, exactly, but I know he didn't make it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, I think we're getting lost in what it is. You root for a guy like that. He wrestled here at UNC, and he is a stud. And he deserves everything that's coming to him. He puts the work in. I mean, I interviewed him after he won the title, and talking to him about what he did to get to that level, the dedication it took, the diet, everything, it is what a lot of people can't do. They cannot be as strict. I remember taking a picture with him. I put my hand around his back, and it's like vines back there because it's all muscle. Just random vine here, and oh my gosh, this guy's built like a moose. He's jacked. 28 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear it again. One more time. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. And I will read this. I will read this because it's great, but it still doesn't change how I feel about the definition here. Andrew Olearas, stud wrestler, NCAA champ entering the transfer portal. Dixon texting, and you don't need to read this, but the Olearas family are pillars in this community who spent much of their time doing foster care and running group home for boys. I work directly with them through child services. This means a lot to them. If he's able to help pay stuff off for his parents and family, it's a big deal in life and life-changing. Okay, so are you telling us that, and again, we don't have to get into like details, but now it's kind of like the text is saying that they have a lot of stuff that they need to pay off. Okay. Then maybe so, but is that life again? We don't life changing, set for life, whatever. $350,000 for Andrew Olearas in 10 years is not going to be much. It's going to be nothing because that guy has a huge future in front of him. We're not arguing over whether or not it was a good move by him to go somewhere else, enter the transfer portal. Maybe he'll end up in Iowa or Nebraska. Is this a good move? Coach Prime hitting the old Twitters today. And let's set the stage first. Where is the... I'm trying to find it. I had it pulled up here, and I canceled it off of my browser here. Shador Sanders. I don't know if you can find an Angel, but he replied to... Who's the... Xavier Smith? Is that who the safety is that entered the portal just recently? And had some interesting things to say. Both of them had interesting things to say on Twitter. Xavier Smith put this out. Frustration with how Colorado handled his situation. Now he was there last year when Primetime came in and said, I'm bringing Louie and a lot of you guys, go ahead and leave. But he didn't leave. He stayed there. But then ultimately, he did leave. According to BleacherReport.com, Smith expressed frustration with how Colorado coach Deion Sanders handled his situation upon the Hall of Famer's arrival in Boulder. According to Smith, his new coach told him to transfer, and he would waste a year by staying. So put that in a side note. I mean, Primetime's telling you, you're probably not going to play here, dude. Okay. Still going to stay. He stayed, and then afterwards, when he did enter the portal and left, he says he was destroying guys. He was destroying guys' confidence, I should say. He was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. The way he did it, it could have been done with a little more compassion. So that's what he had to say. He said, bro, you never even tried to get to know me. I was actually getting mad, like tears coming to my eyes, because, bro, you never even tried to get to know me. Xavier Smith recalls Deion Sanders telling him he should enter the spring transfer portal. He was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. The way he did it, it could have been done with a little more compassion. Now, Shador Sanders retweeted the Athletic story on this. He said, okay, so Ion, translation?
I don't.
Ion, for the youngsters, means I don't. Ion even remember him, to be honest. TBH means to be honest, correct? Yep. Save some space there and typing. Bro had to be very mid at best. I'm guessing mid is middle.
Average.
More average, correct. And you only have so many characters on social media, so you got to be careful. Ion even remember him, TBH. Bro had to be very mid at best. Here's the deal. Here's where I sit, and we'll get into Coach Prime's response to this as well. A guy, if I put myself in that position, if I'm playing football for CU and my dad's the coach, boy, something went right for us, bro. If somebody comes out and says something that my dad pushed him and wasn't very compassionate and all that stuff, and me and my dad and I are tight, then I might react in it. I may say nothing. I may just keep it all in. Or I might feel compelled to get on and say, dude, honestly, wasn't that good? Now he's going off and bashing my dad and making it look like this program's going to hell. He wasn't that good. So I don't really have that big of an issue with Shador Sanders' response to the Athletic's article. Going deeper, the article itself, I want guys to be treated okay. But part of me wonders just how many guys push on guys to leave anyway. They don't want them there. And you're there, you're already committed, but we want you to leave. Can't necessarily cut you, but we want you to leave. So they're going to push you out the door somehow, some way. So I don't, we can debate that. We can get into that conversation. This is the one today that got me. It's like every day now, Angel. That's the weird part. Somebody whose Twitter is KB at pre-time, KB is primetime pre-time, okay. Tell yo son, stop act. Oh, gosh. Tell your son, stop act like he the coldest out here. Like the coldest out here, then put up a 4-8 season. Translation, Angel, please. Come on. I don't know. What's the coldest mean?
Tell your son, stop act like he the coldest out here. Meaning like you're the baddest dude, you're the meanest, you're the top of food chain, best of the best.
The hottest,
big dog on campus.
The hottest was the, like, you want to be the hottest player, but it's
like,
coldest,
oh man,
now.
That was so cold. Like, dude's, he's cold because he's got the ice on his wrist, so, and ice is jewelry.
His veins, okay. So like a Jamal hits a three and I go, he's red hot. That's, we say, no, he's freezing cold.
You can say red hot, or you can say, oh, he's got ice in his veins.
Okay.
So it's interchangeable.
All right, so this guy says, tell your son to stop acting like he is the coldest, baddest out there, and then put up a 4-8 season. Primetime responds to this guy who has 226 followers on his Twitter account. Primetime responds and says, he will be a top 5 pick. Where yo son going? LOL, I got time today, LOL. First off, can we just tweet like not like that? Can we not do that? Because I'm old, dude. I don't, Primetime's older than me. He's 20 years older than me, isn't he? 50s? Just tweet, just not with the stuff. Ion? I don't know what that means. Ion. Thank you, though, Angel. Now
it's,
I know like what ion means. I thought that was
it's not ion as like an atom.
I thought that's what pronounced. It was. I was like, oh, he's just doing science stuff.
Ion, like, okay. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like,
oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's just,
I don't
even know. It's taking two words, jamming them together, and just making it sound like it.
Save space, maybe. Save space on Twitter. Less typing.
I mean, Coach Prime is verified on Twitter, so he can type as much as he wants.
Yeah, you could type a novel if you wanted to. Okay, so there's kind of four things we're talking about here, or three things, right, today. The Athletic's article on this Xavier Smith and him coming out saying, I was treated, he didn't get to know me or anything like that. Here's where I sit. This is a business now. It's more, it always has been, but now it really is. I'm coming to take over the program. Guys enter the portal. It needs to go both ways. You want to leave, you can get in the portal quickly. You could be my stud player, but you want to leave, nothing's stopping you. And now I'm here, and I want to build this team how I want to build it. You're not part of it, man. And I don't know how to get you to leave, so I guess I will just give you the Heisman. Give you the stiff arm. Be a little colder to you, and hopefully you go.
Cold in that sense being negative.
Correct. Yeah, cold and distant. I don't have that much of an issue with it. Do you?
I do.
You do.
Because, you know, I've never been around in a college football program outside of being a fan or a media person with it. But that strikes me wrong in that, okay, even if a guy is not on your team, he's still at least wanting to buy in, wanting to commit to what you're doing, and you are refusing to, even if he's not going to be a starter, even if he's not going to get playing time.
But he's taking up a spot.
Taking up a spot, but as a coach, I would want to see that as, okay, this kid, he's gonna be willing to put in the work. You know, if you had the half as much heart as Rudy has, you'd be an All-American. Famous quote to Vince Vaughn. But as a coach, I hear that and go, okay, this kid wants to work.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get a spot later on the line, but he's committed for 4 years. I got this kid for 4 years. Let me see what I can do with him. And maybe that used to be how college athletics worked. It's where coming as a freshman and you're going to develop for 4 years and then, you know, get your education and go on and do whatever you want. And I see that it's changing. It's becoming more of a business where, and it's part of society too, where there's this instant, I need everything now. I need to be good now. I need to be great now. I need to be in the NFL tomorrow. And that's all meshing together to where, okay, I appreciate it, but you just need to go.
Well,
go to a lesser school. And go get your development there. I don't have the time for it. That's what it sounds like to me.
Then why would he just leave? Because it was last year, right?
Right.
And then he was told this year to enter, again, basically, enter the portal. Correct? Am I on that
timeline?
I think
he was there, told to leave, and then he stayed through this past season.
Through this past season. I mean, come on, dude. I would be so far out there. I know it's an opportunity at CU, but they're telling you to leave, man. I mean, that sucks for that player, for Xavier Smith. But do you want to be there when none of them seem to want you there?
Well, it doesn't sound like he wanted to be there. But
why didn't he
just holding on to his commitment of,
I would just
leave. I
want
to work. And I committed to see you before Deion got there.
All right. So, but again, we don't, we'll never know the full scope of all of it just yet, because you got some players saying it's like it's all about clicks there. We know there are cameras everywhere. There are cameras everywhere. But this guy does it, comes out after the fact, and basically says, I was so mad I almost had tears in my eyes, and it's like, you didn't get to know me, didn't give me the time of day. Sometimes people just suck. And in this Xavier Smith situation, if Prime's going to come in and say, hey, I'm bringing Louie and you're not it, you can try to do the Rudy thing and I'm going to change your mind, but there will come a time where it's just like, do you want to put yourself through that punishment anymore?
Why does it have to be a punishment?
They don't want you there.
Why is that? Like,
you're not good enough to be on whatever they perceive to their roster. You're taking up a spot that they could give to somebody else. I mean, there's only, 80-some guys? Mm-hmm. There's 80-some spots. And it's a business. And I got to try to win. And so I need 80 of the guys that I choose, because we're going to at least, if we're going to lose, we're going to do it with the guys that I'm at least trying to lose with or win with. So I do get that, because that's what happens. This is free agency now. It's, hey, you can enter the portal anytime, but I can also urge you to. Ed Lamb even says it. The portal is your friend, and he uses that two ways. If you think you have a better opportunity, the portal's your friend. If you think they're, if you think that, you know, you're not going to get playing time here, the portal's your friend. And if I need an extra spot, I'm going to tell you. When Lamb showed up last year at UNC, it was like, dude, no one's, I'm not going to ask anybody to leave. You guys are my guys. But there's going to be times where he's like, that guy doesn't fit our situation. So our workouts are going to be pretty damn tough today. And we're going to see, you know, like that happens. Is Ed Lamb cold to these guys in that way? No. This is primetime style. Do I have a problem with, listen, it just is what it is now. I've just gotten to know it. This is what he is. Do you have an issue with Shador? And I know we got a break, don't we? We got bottom of the hour. All right. I want to stay on this for a bit. 46 minutes after the hour, primetime, tweets, drama.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Buffs. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's 49 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. It's an interesting conversation. It really is. The biggest issue I have with the whole thing, honestly, is Primetime's response this morning. Just like the guy says, tell your son to stop acting like he's the best out there, then put up a 4-8 record. That's my translation. And Primetime went ahead and responded to this guy who has 126 followers and says, he will be a top 5 pick. Where's your son going? LOL. LOL. I got time today. LOL. LOL. I think that's one where that's one I'm really going to say, why? Ignore that. Because there's obviously worse things that are being said about Shador. There are. And that's the one you're going to pick out and go after. Maybe he knows the guy.
Yeah, and, you know, college coaches aren't, they're not all on Twitter, and some of them are. And, you know, Lane Kiffin's probably one of my favorite follows because he likes to troll a little bit, but he doesn't do anything to this extent of, you know, not insulting, but kind of snapping back at somebody like that. I don't like the look of it.
It's not the best look in the history of the world. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, it comes back to this Xavier Smith, and clearly the Buffs don't want him there. He's taking up a spot. So why are you here? Because I'm already here, you can't kick me out. Okay, well, we don't want you here because you're not part of our plan at all, and you won't be. You're wasting a year of your football career. I'm telling you honestly. All right, but I'm still going to play. You're not going to ever. And we're not going to sit down with you and do individual stuff because you're not part of what we want here. It is still a business. It's not Little League. You know, it's not just everybody gets on the team. No, you're a Division I, now Big 12 college football player. You have to earn the right for us to put you on the team in the first place, and you weren't ours. And now it's 2 years. All right, 12:51 the time. Quick break. We'll stay on this a bit because I'm getting some good texts coming in. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Thanks for being with us here today. It's an interesting topic. Let me get into some of the texts here. Big Hub texting out. I can see why guys would leave. We're talking about the primetime stuff, the response on Twitter. Xavier Smith talking about how primetime was kind of cold to him, all that stuff. And then Shador's response that basically he was mid, he was average. I don't even remember him. Primetime responding to another random Twitter person saying, you know, responding to criticism of Shador saying, hey, Primetime says my son's going top five. Where's your son going? Boy, that sounds that one's a little tough for me, that one right there. I can see why guys would leave. Way too much social media talk and not enough focus on what is happening there. If the guy wants to talk, then let him. If Primetime wants to talk, let him. Is that what you're saying?
You know, the player.
If the player wants to talk, yeah, let him. Well,
it's because we're getting multiple players that have left that are giving us
different things.
Different things, yeah, from what we've heard.
Cormani McClain saying, hey, I wanted to go to a program that wasn't about clicks. And again, to be fair, Cormani McClain is not necessarily making a lateral movement. You know, I don't know if he's got on a team yet. It's just a lot. A lot to read here. The thing is that Prime's attitude is basically the same everywhere at this point. It's just that other programs and coaches and maybe a little more professional about it and handle things quietly behind the scenes. Prime doesn't know how to do that. No, he doesn't. It's been effective for him though. That's kind of his thing. He's been able to use it. It's also going to hurt. It's like I said, man, year one, everything about the Buffs, it was perfect. Everything was great. Fairy tale story. Year two, it's a nightmare story. I'm going to stay here. The truth is probably somewhere in between. Buy or sell. Final hour of the program coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.